Shuith Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuith Bavli, Daf Memhei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamedhei Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Hanigvel Kefad Hayimeidim Meisai Shenichnas Lusich Beisai Mishkanai Shlevu Rishus Amalei Tenli Kilei Shenatalta Beroimele Natalta Natalti Harei Ze Nishbar Neitel. The case of a Nigvel who was the victim of theft is that witnesses testify that Levi entered Yehuda's house and took a security without permission. Yehuda says, "Give to me my kelim that you took," and Levi denies taking. Yehuda swears how much was taken and collects. Rav Yehuda Omer ad sheheisham mikvah haydaya ketzad amalei shnei kelai natalta v'roimel natalti la'achas. Yehuda says he swears and collects only if Levi partially admits, such as Yehuda claims that two kelim were taken and Levi admits to one. The Gemara says l'seich beisoi loy l'seich hatseiroi l'mashkanoi loy mishum devaracher. The Gemara infers this is only if he entered his house, but not if he entered his chadse, his courtyard. This is only if he entered in order to take a security, but not if he entered for another reason. On Rabbi Yitzchak, or Ravad be'edim. Rabbi Yitzchak says this is only if there are witnesses who saw him enter his house and leave with kelim hidden under his garment. Nichesu shnayim l'mashkanoi. So we can imply though that if two entered to take a security from him, what's the law? Eber kahada yatsa chavol miben shnehem. We answer that we learned from a brisa about Nechbal, a person that was injured. If Pliny was with two people and came out wounded, he swears and collects from them, because we can say that both wounded him. Also here, we can say that both took a security. What's the case in which Pliny came out wounded from two people? Witnesses saw the two beating him with sticks. If witnesses saw someone throwing pebbles into Reuben's house and broken kelim were found there, he collects without the shura. And the Gemara asks, Maru mit enine milain mefalden. Can a nigzal claim extraordinary matters that a bizarre for, that it will be bizarre for someone of his wealth to have them? Devaka keder amav yochanan bar nash atir goshuka umisken gobesa atir gobesa umisken goshuka. Yesh mis asher ve'in kol mifoshesh v'hoin rav. And the answer is yes, because of Yochanan taught that some people appear rich when they go in the marketplace and they are poor in their houses, and some people are rich in their houses, but when they go in the market, they appear poor. As we bring from the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yud Gimel pasuk Zayin, the one who feigns riches but has nothing, one who feigns poverty but has great wealth. Rabbi Abba Mishtoi Uvda Havi Ba'arise De Ba'aziza Da Asked Gave Chad Ba'anash Litchel Tav Miss Ba'aziza Ba'arise De Ba'aziza Asa Uvda Kaimei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Abba told about a story with the sharecropper of Ba'aziza. He deposited a litter of gold with a person. Ba'aziza and his sharecropper died. The case came in front of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Ama uman leimalon d'chomad have la'arise d'baziza lav d'baziza inun disai haven levnoi d'baziza. Mishmo Rabbi Yosi said that who will say that everything the Baziza's sharecropper had to deposit was not of Baziza? It's unreasonable that a sharecropper owned so much gold. The gold should be given to Baziza's sons. Asun b'nai d'baziza ama yasun banin ravavin palga emin Amandukikin, Rabban, Yaspan, Palga. Baziza's sons came. Rabbi Shmuel said that the adults should receive their half, and the younger will take their half from the Shomer when they grow up. Damach Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, after Uvda Koyme Rabbi Chiya Rabba. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi died, and the case came in front of Rabbi Chiya Rabba. Amma, in Mehador, Leif Shmuel Min HaKlum, Iz Bar Nash Tulay Boy, Mefarsim Nashay, Yisya'avun levnoi da'arisa. Nuchia said you cannot learn from here at all that it was Baziza's gold. Some people don't want to publicize their wealth. The gold should be given to the sharecropper's sons. Amalei mari defikduna kabai havis la'talga. The Shema said that I already gave half to the older sons. Amalei rashi nosata api beistin nosata uma sha'ata noisen api beistin ata noisen. Nuchia said, what you gave based on beistin, because you acted, and meaning you acted properly. What you will give, means the other half, you will give based on beistin. Ma diem b'nei arisa levnei baziza harulan ma denasvatan. Can the sharecropper's sons tell baziza's sons, give to us what you took? Yuchanan Meim Malayin, Masha Nafeh, Api Beifdin Nafeh. No, because they can answer back that what was done according to Beifdin was done. Mao the Hemun, the Kikaya, Luavukaya, Nachleit Yimchoin. Can the younger sons of Bafiza tell the older sons, let us split with you what you took? Yuchanan Meim Malayin, Metsiyim Atsanu. No, because they can say back that what they received according to Rabbi Shmuel's ruling is as if they found a Metsiyah. And Rabbi Yitzchak, in Ben of Ravaila the Kikaya, Ela Kamishanitan Lahem Matana. Rabbi Yitzchak said that there's no case between the older and younger sons, as if the older son received a gift. Come on, we come to the next Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel. Hanechba Kepel Hayime Idunoifei, Shenichas Tasech Yadai Shalem, Biarse Chavu, Amalai, Chaval Tabi, Ruaim Ele Chavalti, Ve Nishba Benezel. What's the case of a Nechbal, one who was injured? Witnesses testify that Levi was unbruised when he entered into seclusion with Yehuda, and he left bruised. Levi says, "You wounded me," and Yehuda denies it. Levi swears that Yehuda wounded him and collects the damages. If Yehuda Aimer ad Shehei Shal Mikveh Seidoye, Keitzad Amalei Chavalti Bi Shtayim Vehu Aimer Le Chavalti Ela Echad. Yehuda says, this is only if Yehuda partially admits, such as Levi claims that he wounded him twice, and Yehuda admits to once. The Gemara says, if Yehuda Hayakaira Chavati Kozman Chehin Choychim Zevaze Hareze Nishbevaneta. The Gemara says that Yehuda used to call a Nechbal Chavati. As long as they are fighting, there's concern lest he scratched himself on the wall, so he swears and collects. If they were not fighting, he collects without the Shua. Haya Nashuch B'makom Chehin Yachal Lishoch Atzmai Noitav Loshua. If he was bitten in a place where he cannot bite himself, he collects without the Shua. Lachazman, Zerime Chavalti Bi, Zerime Le Chavalti, Hareze Kesha Hatanis. After this time, if there are not witnesses that the wound occurred when they were secluded together, if Levi says, you wounded me, and Yehuda says, you wounded me, this is like other claims, means Hamoitzim Lechoev Alvaraya, that the onus of proof is the one who wants to extract the money. And the next Mishnah says, Ukushenegdoi, Choshud Al Ashura, Ketad, Echad Shura Saidis, Echad Shura Sadikodin, and Aphilis Shura Shav. Mishnah says, what's the case of a defendant who is suspected to swear falsely? The one who is disqualified if he ever swore falsely a Shura Saidis, a Shura Sadikodin, or even a Shura Shav. Haya Echad Mehen, Mefachim Bekovia, Melave Berebis, Mafriach Yoinim, Vesecha Shvies, Shekanegdoi, Nishpa Venoital. If one of them plays dice, which he's a gambler, lends with Ribbis, he charges interest to Jews. He is mafriach, he races or sends birds, or does business with Shmita produce. The other swears and collects. Hay shneihem chashudim, chazo shura l'makayma divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says if both are disqualified, the shura returns to its place, as will be explained. If meir oimer, yachleiku meir says, they divide the disputed money. The Gemara says, elehin ha-pasulim, ha-mesachik b'kuvia, זה המשחק בפסיסוסין, אחד המשחק בפסיסוסין, ואחד המשחק בקליפי אגויזם ורמיינים. The Gemara says, the following are possible from judging or testifying. A dice player is one who plays he gambles with bone fragments. The same applies to one who plays with bone fragments, nutshells, or pomegranate peels. לאילו מן המקבלים אידוסם עד שישרבה פסיסוסיו, ויבדק ויחזור בהן חזור הגמור. We never accept this testimony until he breaks his bone fragments and one checks that he did a full tshuva. Hamalve beribis, he mekab noisei ad shikash ta'oisav v'yivdak v'yachso v'hen chazor gemur. One who lends with ribis with interest, we never accept him until he tears his documents and one checks that he did a full tshuva. Hamafriche yoinim, zeham mara yoinim, echad mara yoinim v'echad mara behim mechayev v'oif, he mekab noisei ad shishavev pigimov v'yivdak v'yachso chazor gemur. Mafriche Yoinim, the same applies to one who incites doves or any other animal, wild animal or bird. We don't accept him until he breaks his board used to incite them and does a full tshuva. Seichai Shvies, Zeru Taga Shvies, Ezu Taga Shvies, Nashu Lekol Shnei Shvies, Rabbi Shvies, Hischil, Nosu Nosim Bepeir Shvies. Seichai Shvies are merchants of Shvies produce. Who is a merchant of Shvies? Is one who sits idly all the years of the Shemitah cycle, and then Shemitah itself, he begins doing business with the produce. We never accept him until another Shemitah comes and one checks that he does a full tshuva. Tani Rabbi Yosi Shnei Shviyos. Rashi says we must check in two Shmitos that he repented. Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, Chazoros Mamoin, Le Chazoros Dvorim, Shomer Lahem, Heilachem, Masayim Zuz, Chalkum Laniyim, Shekanasti, Mepeus Aveira. Rabbi Nechemya says he must return money that he profited through Peus Shvi'if, and not merely verbal repentance. He says, here is 200 Zuz, distribute it to the poor, what I profited from gathering forbidden produce. Vaisifu Aleihem, Aroyim, V'Achamsanim, V'Agazlanim, V'Chalach HaShudim, B'Mamoin, Edusam, B'Tela. The Bible says Chacham later decreed that also shepherds, because they graze animals in other people's fields, extortionists, they forcibly take things and pay for them, robbers, which is Midrabon, which is what is forbidden due to Darkei Shonan, and everyone suspected about money, their testimony is bottle. And Rabbi Abou, B'Roi Behemoth Daka. They all said this refers only to shepherds of small animals that don't work. Chacham didn't decree to forbid work animals. Rav Huna, Omar, Man, Tanisa, Mafriche Yoinim, Rabbi Lezer. Tznan, Mafriche Yoinim, Psulim, Leidus. Rav Huna said, who is the Tana who taught that Mafriche Yoinim are apostle to give Eidus for the new moon? It's Rabbi Lezer, because there's a Mishnah in Eduyus that teaches in his name that Mafriche Yoinim are apostle for testimony. And Rabbi Mana, Kaim Rabbi Yossi, Va'oid Me Hador, the Sanhedrin, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Mana asked Rabbi Yossi, is also this Mishnah of Sanhedrin, like Rabbi Lezer? Amalei, Rabbi Akolhi, Rabbi Yossi answered that it's like everyone, all disqualify for monetary testimony. Hacha, and Rabbi Yossi, Yoidin, you should say, Hayinu, Shahaya Pasomi Eidus, Nit Mamoin, Uma Balahayet. I'm going to ask here, Rabbi Yossi said that, meaning here in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yossi said that we already knew that he's Pasol for monetary testimony. What does Rabbi Lezer come to teach? Elikashem Shah Pasol Me Eidus, Mamoin, Kach Pasol Me Eidus, Nefashos. Rather, just like he is possible for monetary testimony, he is possible for capital testimony, and testimony of the new month is like capital testimony. The safer of that Mishnah teaches that this is a general rule. Any testimony for which a woman is not kosher, also they are not kosher for it. This implies that psulim are kosher for testimony for which a woman is kosher, such as sota, Eglarufa, and testimony that a man died to permit his widow to remarry. Who taught this? It's Rabbanan. Rabbanan, Kribeleza, you should say, Moidim, Kribe Sanhedrin, Le Upligi Eloya. Do Rabbanan agree with Rabbeleza and argue with him? If the ratio is like Rabbeleza and unlike Rabbanan, you can't say that the safer is Rabbanan. Huna B'Shem Rabbiyona, Kulhoin, Kribeleza. Rabbiyona, quoting Rabbi Huna, answered that all means even our Mishnah in Sanhedrin is only like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbanan our Machshir, even for monetary cases. Asyon, Elaine, Plugvasa, Elaine Plugvasa, the Tani, Eidzim, Impossum, Haledus, Eidus, Shabbatayra, Durimei. This argument of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan is like the following argument. It taught that an Eidzim, a false witness, is possible for all testimonies in the Torah. Rabbi Meir says this opinion, Am Rabbi Yossi, Amosai, Bidmacha Nimsa, Eidzim, the Eidus Nefashos, Rabbi Nimsa, Zim, the Eidus Mamoin, Ein Apostle, Rabbi Oisa, Eidus Bovad. Rabbi Yossi says, when is this? When he is found to be false in capital testimony. But if he was found to be false in monetary testimony, he is possible only for that testimony. Vasya to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanon, and Rumeya, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yossi is like Rabbanon, and Rumeya is like Rabbi Lezer. Hachosha B'Shura, Meimah Samakabon Oisai. The Gemara asks, one who is suspected of swearing falsely, when do we accept him that he repented and is allowed to swear? The answer is from when he comes to Beis Din and says, I am suspected. Maman Kaimen, what's the case? Im behu tekaim chayev lechavei shua. The Beis Din meisim shua lechoshet. If he is obligated to swear to his colleague and he admits that he is suspected, had he not admitted, would Beis Din tell someone who is suspected to swear? Kain and Kaiman, Bahu the Ozal Nidoin the Basin, the Hak Minle, Yemalina, who Gavra Hashadu. The answer is rather the case is when he went to be judged in a basin that does not know about him that he suspected, and he tells them that about himself that he suspected. Af Bahu the Kaim Bahayavle Shura or Machalea. And the second answer is he's in Basin that he knows he is suspected, and his opponent must swear to him and he pardons the Shura. If he forfeits his money, lest his opponent swear sheker, all the more so he would not swear falsely in order to gain money. Rav Hoshe Amar Kami Rabbi Ami B'Shem Rabbanan V'Tamam Chaz Vashur L'Sinai. Rav Hoshe, in front of Rabbi Ami, quoting Rabban Avraham, said that Rabbi Yossi said that if both are disqualified, the Shur returns to its place, meaning Sinai. Based in withdrawals, Hashem will punish one who lies to avoid paying his debts. Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Yanai Chaz Vashur L'Balin. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yanai, said that the Shur returns to its owner, means the one who should swear. Man dama chazva shura l'sinai k'misha ein kan edus hamik l'hoi v'alavaya. The one who says that the shura returns to Sinai is as if there's no testimony here. Hamik l'hoi v'alavaya, and therefore the onus of proof is on the one who wants to extract the money. Man dama chazva shura l'balin mima dhu gavra chashud v'la yochel mishtav v'le li koim shalim li. The one who says that the shura returns to its owner, the claimant says, since you're suspected and you can't swear to me, come and pay me. We come now to the next Mishnah Hey, Bachin Voni al Ben Kosai, Ketzad, Loishu Yomele, Ksovi Ben Kosai, Shat Chayavli, Masayim Zuz. A grocer on his ledger swears and collects, what's the case? It's not that he says, my ledger says you owe me 200 Zuz, and Amaloi ten le Bene Sasayim Chitim, Ulapali, Besela, Mois, Hu Oime, Nasati, Ven Oimim, Lainatalmu. While the Levi told Yehuda, give 2 sim of wheat to my son, or I sell it to my workers. And Yehuda claimed that he gave, and the workers say that they did not receive. Who nishba v'noitel v'hin nishbayim v'noitelim? Yehuda swears and takes from Levi, and the workers swear and receive from Levi. Amar ben Anas, elu ve'elu ba'im l'idei shuas shav, el hu noitel shalav v'shua v'hin noitelim shalav v'shua. Ben Anas says, if we let these and these swear, we're coming to a shuas shav. Rather, Yehuda receives without a shua, and the workers receive without a shura. The Gemara says, "Chenvani al penkasei loy b'makif amu, shehu oimelay kasav b'zeh machayk b'zeh." A grocer on his ledger, this is not one who gives on credit and writes it what he is owed, because the opponent says, "You wrote with this hand, erase with this hand, because I paid you." Rebbe oimer ani shehu elu nishbayim b'fnei elu b'fnei abusha. Rebbe says, "I say that they should swear in front of each other." Due to shame, that I will be embarrassed to swear falsely in front of the other who knows he is lying. But the tamer b'shulei emidu imoi, aval emidu imoi, ein balabayis chayiv klum. Amish says when Levi didn't stand up his workers with the grocer and tell them that the grocer will pay them, but if he took the he stood them with him and told them that the grocer will pay him, he doesn't owe anything to his workers. Their claim is against the grocer. Kahador shesei ubyuda ben barsholom samchon kasaye kabe. It's like the case of Yehuda ben Avraham. He stood up, burden carriers with a grocer. They came and he didn't pay them. After over the time of Rabbi Shammai, the Ma'ad Elain, Avon Kefilaya, Yema Masavus Leif Sevihon de Elain ve Elain, Mesev Ela Yisro Mikra. The case came in front of Rabbi Shammai. He said if the grocer would tell them to take their wages, both of them would take the workers and the grocer, and the grocer collects from the employer. Therefore, we need not do so. Rather, they can take already from the employer due to Rabbi Nathan's law. Since the grocer owes them, the employer owes the grocer. Why did Rabbi Shammai need this? Why didn't he say simply that since the grocer didn't pay the workers, they can claim from the employer? This shows, like we said earlier, that if the employer stood them up with a grocer, the claim is only against the grocer.